Hello, welcome to the layup. I had to hold an emergency podcast because of what I've just found out. So that Anthony Davis has been traded to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, 3 first-round picks, and one of them is the number 4 overall pick that the Lakers got on draft lottery night. This means a lot for the league. This means that the whole drama is over. And Davis will be playing with LeBron. And LeBron wanted that other star that he could play with. And one of those young guys. But the Lakers did have to sacrifice some of those young guys. As Ball, Ingram, and Josh Hart all had very high ceilings in the league. But it means a lot for the whole league. Now, Lakers looking like they're going to be the team to beat in the Western Conference this season because of Klay's injury and KD's injury. But the thing for the Pelicans, it's a bright future for the Pelicans. You got Jrue Holiday running the team and potentially Zion Williamson with the first pick, which is what looks like the Pelicans will select him with the first pick, and then they have the number 4 pick. But it looks like at the 4th pick, Ja Morant and RJ Barrett will be gone, so maybe they can get a guy from in Darius Garland or Jarrett Culver that not as many people have heard about as compared to Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, and Zion Williamson. But this means a lot for the Celtics, the Knicks, many teams that wanted Anthony Davis and could have made a trade for him, but I think the Lakers had a lot of young guys and a lot of picks. And so now the Celtics can keep Tatum, Brown, whoever they need, and then the Knicks can go after who they want in free agency. They'll have cap space. They won't have Davis take the whole cap space. So it's good signs for both of them, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens this year, if the chemistry is well. But not much really to say right now because the report just came out, so I'm just having a short podcast informing everyone about this, so probably my shortest podcast ever, but just wanted to inform everyone that Anthony Davis has been traded, the saga's over, and hopefully he'll have a good future in LA. And then another thing I want to talk about is that the draft is on Thursday, so everyone's gonna make their last predictions, hoping that their team will draft the right player. I don't know, the Knicks have a history of drafting wrong players, so maybe they won't draft the right player. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the draft. RJ Barrett looks like he wants to go to the Knicks, so we'll see what happens. All right, that's my podcast.